Robert E. Lee Boulevard, going out toward the lake. What? Sheffman Tur Highway, Gentilly Boulevard, Gentilly Road.
What's the difference between a boulevard and an avenue?
I think it's just in the way they decided to name it myself, because I don't really see any difference. I always thought of an avenue in this part of the country, and of course it depends on local custom, but very often an avenue is a street that has a neutral ground in the middle of it. But then I suppose there are a lot of boulevards that have the same thing.
Who owns the neutral ground is just maintained by the city?
The city, yeah.
Who owns it, the similar thing with a house? The grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Well, the city owns it. It's part of the right-of-way.
Is there any other name for highway?
Well, now a lot of people refer to the interstate highway system as simply interstates rather than interstate highways. Like you say, I'm going on the interstate to go somewhere.
Do you ever say that?
Yeah. Say it every day.
What do you call them? In some places, I don't know. Well, I hadn't seen any around here, but sometimes, you know, once you get out of the city, you're driving along, there'll be a place where you can pull over. You'll still be on the highway. I mean, you can pull over and, you know, get out and park your car and walk around. Maybe there'll be picnic tables. You call that a
roadside park.
What if there's a restaurant there or a service station? Have you ever seen that? Well, you don't have to get all the way off, you know, the highway.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
And to get on and off the highway, you have
you have an exit to get off, and let's see what you would call the approach or something to get on. I don't know.
What do you call, you know, sometimes getting on, there'll be a lane that kind of tapers out. Any special name for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know.
And the thing that separates the painted, to separate the lanes?
I just call those lines.
Okay. And sometimes when you're driving on a small street, you come to a railroad track or something, you have to stop. But on a larger street, you could have a
grade separation. Or
to get, say, here's the railroad track.
Okay, an underpass, yeah. Or it could be an underpass or an overpass.
And what do you think of as the different landmarks of New Orleans?
Well, of course, Jackson Square and the buildings around there, the Presbytery and the St. Louis Cathedral, Montalvo buildings, there would be the statue of Robert E. Lee out this Jackson Barracks at where the Battle of New Orleans was fought. French Quarter, many buildings in the French Quarter, I think you would call landmarks. Some big oak trees out in City Park are referred to as landmarks.
What are the different parks here, and do any of them have nicknames, sort of? And besides names that,
well, the big parks are Audubon Park and City Park. And I can't think of any nicknames that they have.
Are there any areas of the park that have special names?
Well, in Audubon Park, which I'm more familiar with because I've always lived